better. Lord, make me a reflection of your loving upon the earth. Let the fragrance of your presence flow out of my life. Lord, make me a reflection of your image upon the earth. Lift up your two hands. A mere reflection of your image upon the earth, not a fragrance of your presence. Just worship him in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, let your hands out. Let the women sing in the cross. Women.
Let the man say,
lift our cross, lift our cross, lift our glory and heart, till my wrath God's soul shall find rest. The offering. Everybody say, hey. Lift up your eyes and turn quietness if you can. Shut it. Love drove him to the cross. Love drove the nails into his hand. Drove the thorns into his hand. Caused the blood to gush out of him. Just. He loves me. I cannot stay. Okay.
times he loves me, he loves me. I cannot feel why he loves me. I cannot feel why I cannot feel he loves me. For me, he loves me. Thinking to my times he lost me, he lost me. I can't
your two hands everywhere. For me, he loves me. I cannot. It's up your throat. That is why, in moments like this, I sing a love song. I sing a love song. To Jesus, he loves me. I'll sing a love song. I'll sing a love song to your hands up. Quiet.
rejoice, singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. I love you. Reach out to us. Just worship gently in the spirit. You are in the presence of God now. Anything is possible. Thank you, Master. Singing out, oh, the Lord. Singing out, oh, lift your hands high. Lift it high. Just whisper the name above every name. In the presence of the Lord, destiny changes happen. Garments of reproach changes all manner in His presence. Pressures just dissolve in His presence. There is something meant for you here this morning, and I want you to receive it now. It's a package from heaven. Lift up your hands. On the count of seven, you scream, I receive. Chains will break, yokes will break. Freedom will be released. Deliverance will happen. Father, release for your son, your daughter, what you have brought here this morning. Right now. In the name of Jesus, the count of seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive, receive. Now. Receive what is here for you. Receive what the Lord has sent in here for you. Receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it. 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 Receive it now. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands and give him the praise. A curse has just been broken. A generational curse has just ended. A yoke has just ended. A burden has just been lifted. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Something just happened this morning. And now I'd like you to give him a 60 seconds shout of victory this morning. Hey, 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 hey. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. That's right. Different healings, different miracles. Someone that has like fire burning on your leg, on the top of your right leg, down there, like a fire sensation. That fire just disappeared back to sender right now. Check yourself with an ear condition, ear not hearing well or not hearing at all, as if something blocked it, just opened right now. Somebody having problem with urination, either urinating without control or urinating frequently, God touched you now and you know. A waist condition has also just been healed. Demonic spirits left people's lives just now. You came with a pressure on your body and it just left. A frontal headache, a migraine right in the front of the head here, just took off back to hell. You are among those, an arrow of insanity has just been removed and sent back to hell. Pressure in the head where you feel like you're about to run mad, it just returned back to hell right now. Somebody's been having a lot of itchy sensation, especially within this dry season. It's seasonal, and God just took care of it right now. You felt it in the presence of the Lord. Any of the people whose case was mentioned and you felt a healing or a release, quickly rush to the front here. If you are coming, you come with your Bible on your back. Something happened to you just now. Quickly, quickly. Now, please, I advise you, whenever you come out from a sitting anywhere, pick your Bible or your bag or your valuables, okay? Because Judas Iscariot go to church too. Right? But anyone who picks anybody's things here, you pick every affliction that is cast out of here. Because when Gehazi picked the money of Naaman, he also picked the leprosy of Naaman. Pastors, we are going to be very fast because of time. Yes, Pastor.
Sir, accurate word. You talked about a waist condition and somebody that has seasonal itching. sir. She said she could not even stand up when the praise and worship was done. She lay down as the word came for waist condition in legs. Then another one came for seasonal body itching. She has ever had itching during the dry season alone since she was born. Wow. And now that itching has just ended.
Can you give, are you just sitting and looking like that? I know you are very dignified because you wore your Sunday morning dress. But will you stand on your feet and give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a shout of praise? Lift your two hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every cycle of adversity in my life, say every negative cycle around my life, around my destiny, today you are broken.
Step forward here, man. Step forward here. Lift your hands in the name of Jesus.
That's right. Break in Jesus' precious name. Everyone here today, whatever is a negative pattern in your life, by this anointing, that pattern is broken. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Yes.
Sir, our sister, you mentioned arrows.
That's
of eternity.
Right. Asthma just left now. Maybe you came here with your inhaler right now. Take a deep breath in right now, and you will notice that your chest is free. Quickly, anywhere you are, asthma just left now. Quickly, confirm it and rush to the front here. Asthma just left, yes.
Sir, she said, about a month ago, an arrow of insanity was fired into
arrow
her
arrow of insanity?
Yes, sir. She began to see snakes.
See snakes,
sir. But as the word dropped, she said she saw an entire altar left her.
Altar left her.
And the voices ended.
Is somebody looking and sitting like that? Every stranger in your body, every stranger in your life, every stranger in your system is living now. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Every stranger in my life,
in my body,
around me, you are living now. On your marks, get set, shout, go!
Go!
Be set free in Jesus' precious name. Take your seat.
Sir, our brother had an accident that left him with a lower abdominal pain which had lasted for 2 weeks. He came into the service with that pain. At the release of that word, pain is gone to her.
Congratulations. It is over forever in Jesus' name.
Our sister says she lost her husband last year. Ever since she returned from that burial, strange voices.
Strange voices.
Take off your clothes and run on the street.
Take off your clothes and run.
Signs of insanity. But when the word was released, place your hand and scream I received this morning, she said a personality left her.
A personality left her.
Yes, sir.
Strange voices, pull your cloth and run. Pull your cloth and run. But just now, a person walked out of her. Can you stand up on your feet everywhere you are? Stand on your feet everywhere you are. Place your hand on yourself, everybody. And lift the other hand up and stay after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, every stranger around my life, around my family, you have no place here. In the name of Jesus. On your marks, get set, shout, get out! Out of that body permanently and return back no more in the name of Jesus.
Daddy, this is awesome. She's coming to this church.
I mentioned asthma and I'm waiting for the person. If you are the one, just indicate to the pastor near you. And there is a growth that has just gone now, a hernia, under the groin area, around the groin area, lower belt area. The hernia, a swelling, has just left there. Right now, under the groin area. Check it right now. Confirm that is a hernia has just left here. Give the Lord the praise. Yes.
She's coming to this church for the first time.
Today is her first time.
First time.
What a first time gift.
In fact, she said she has been trying to book an appointment to see you.
Wow.
But today she's in church. It's her first time. And she's been deaf on the right ear.
Deaf on the right ear.
For 10 years.
For 10 years.
She has gone to everywhere possible.
No
solution. But after that worship, she said the ear blasted open.
Ear open.
Yes. And sir, her name is Joy. Because weeping endures for the night.
But joy comes in the morning.
Hey.
Give the Lord the praise. Are you sitting and looking like that and shout our praise. Joy, the right ear has been deaf. What deafened it? What deafened it? What caused the deafness? You can't tell. Suddenly you cannot hear with the right ear. Can you cover this left ear now? Cover it very tight. And Joy, say after me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can hear. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Stand up on your feet. On your feet. On your feet. Give him a shout of victory. Let me announce to you today, by the opening of that ear, every door the devil closed against you is opening now. Every womb that has been closed is opening now. Every destiny that has been closed is opening now. Before the next 1 week, you will be here on Sunday and you will testify to divine supernatural openings. Shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural opening now. Thank you for Joy. I like Joy to be accurately followed up, because this is the first time Joy came to this church and God gave Joy a gift. I prophesy to someone here, you are living here this morning with your own gift, with your own gift, with your own gift. Shout the loudest, amen. What happened to this? No, this usher that just ran. Oh, choir.
She says she, after her last baby, about 2 years ago, she developed cornea.
After her last baby,
she developed an umbilical hernia.
She developed umbilical hernia.
Exactly. And then you mentioned the word now, there are swellings that were dissolving. She says she checked, the pain and the swelling is disappeared. That her husband can confirm that.
You even went out, pulled to check the umbilical hernia.
I sold the money I was supposed to use for surgery to you. I met you somewhere. I said, Daddy, this is my situation, and I gave the seed to you. The money I was supposed to use for surgery, 2 years plus now, and it keeps paining me. I told the devil, you're a liar. I can't show it, and I still go through this pain. And today, God has visited me.
Are you just looking? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph in the name of Jesus. You know the meaning of that to you? Every mountain standing around your life. Are you ready to receive that prophetic word? Every mountain standing around your life. Every mountain standing in any area of your life is moving right now. The mountain is moving right now. The mountain is moving right now. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Every mountain around my life and my destiny, you are moving now. On your mask, get set, shut down. Hallelujah. Sister, is that not double miracle? I believe we're in your house yesterday for house fellowship. And today, the mountains deflated. Husband is house fellowship leader. Give the Lord the praise. Give the King of Kings the praise. The Lord of Lords the praise. Give him the praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. There is so much happening on a Sunday morning. How many of you believe that this is in order on Sunday morning? This is what Sunday morning is all about. Jesus, a louder shout of victory. Somebody shout, 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 shout. Hey! Yes.
Sir. Sister Rabbi saw someone in a dream a year ago who poured oil on her head. And when she woke up, she started feeling severe headache, moving objects in her body, itching her, as if she was going to run mad. But as the word went forth right now, she felt a cold sensation.
That's right.
And everything disappeared.
That's right.
The itching disappeared.
I was feeling it. Even before I came to church this morning, I was feeling it seriously.
Somebody poured oil.
A liquid, sir.
Liquid.
Yes, my
2 uncle. 2 years ago.
Last year, my uncle. Yes.
Your uncle,
yes.
In the dream.
Yes, sir.
And now they poured something else now. The angel of the Lord poured something else.
Ago, Daddy, I saw you in my dream. You were praying for people, and I run to you. I said, sir, this is my problem. My head is, there's something on my head moving. I see if I want to run mad, and I run to you, and you pray for me.
And today, God revealed it. I announce to somebody here today, every arrow sent to your life and your destiny from any corner, the arrow returns back to hell. Somebody shout back to sender. Of the Holy Ghost, you are set free, completely liberated now. Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya, Nogeya. Everybody singing now. Omewoya,
Jehovah Nisi, Alpha and Omega.
Yeah. This is Sunday morning crusade. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat.
What happened? Sir, another amazing testimony. This is the brother that has been suffering from frequent urination. Non-stop. It doesn't stop.
That was mentioned.
That was mentioned, sir. But now it has stopped.
See
this the sign.
See the sign of the urination on his cloth. From communion. And look at the cannula in his hand. That's right. The IV line right there. What has happened now?
What happened now, sir, is when the word, he came urinating.
He came urinating on himself. He came without fluid. Control.
Yes. But when the word dropped, the same frequency ended immediately. We know he started on Wednesday.
Yes.
When he came.
Doctor said it should sign before he leaves. But what has happened right now? It's gone. Are you just sitting and looking? Are you just sitting and looking like that? I win a man. It is not fantasy, it's not fantasy, Satan lose.
Satan lose.
It is not fantasy, it's not fantasy, Satan lose.
Satan lose.
Jesus is a winner man, Jesus. A winner man. Jesus is a winner man. I am on the winning side, I am on the winning side all the time. The Lord is sitting on the throne.
Oh, yes.
The Lord is sitting on the throne. The Lord is sitting on the throne at the right hand of God. Everybody sit down.
The Lord is sitting on the throne.
Aye.
The Lord is sitting on the throne. The Lord is sitting on the throne at the right hand of God.
Sing Emmanuel, he shall be called. For he shall set his people free from sin. Oh, oh. Emmanuel. I tell you, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. This is the day. I will rejoice and be glad. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad today. Of shame, every trace of reproach, every trace of affliction, every trace of disaster in your body, in your life, is over forever. Over forever. Over forever. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. Go back to the hospital and they will confirm that you are totally free. Thank you, Father. Power of the Holy Ghost. Please take your seat.
Sir, this brother Samuel Ebuka, he mentioned asthmatic patient. He has been asthmatic from birth.
Samuel Ebuka, asthma from birth.
From birth. He told me back there that he has never breathed with his two nostrils.
He has never breathed with his two nostrils.
Yes.
He only breathed with one.
With one. Ever since he grew to know himself. Yes, sir. This morning, he never came because of this condition.
He didn't come because of this.
He's used to the condition.
He's used to it.
He told me that he came because of financial breakthrough.
His financial breakthrough that brought
him. And God visited him beyond
and gave him asthmatic breakthrough.
And now, right now, he can breathe where everything is normal.
And here is his inhaler. I told you, I said, God just healed an asthma. Somebody who came with asthma is healed right now. Just check yourself. I don't know what you came here. I don't know what you came here with. But God is going to give you beyond your expectation. He's going to give you beyond your expectation. He's going to give you beyond your expectation. Shout the loudest, amen.
Come. Lift up your hands. Are you a footballer or something? Musician. I'm a musician too. But I did not plait my hair. All right, God bless you. It is well with you. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Ibuka. I ask that you lay your hands upon him. Cause your face to shine upon him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for letting the asthma go. And now I thank you because you're about to do something new and fresh in his life. Power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name. I would like to see him later on so that we can discuss some things about the musicianness.
Sir, this is another asthma patient that was healed.
Another asthma?
Yes, sir. He has had difficulties in breathing for the past 1 month.
Difficulty in breathing for the past 1 month with the inhaler to show.
He came into the service with the inhaler.
Another asthmatic patient with the inhaler.
Sir, 11 years of asthma.
And this one, how many years? For the part 1 month. Incredible. And what else?
Sir, instant action unction. At the instance of that word, asthma blasted out.
And she has been asthmatic for how long?
6 years, sir.
Six years. Student of our school here. What a mighty God. Can you stand up on your feet, everybody, 1 minute? We have so many testimonies here, but we may not take them, otherwise we won't preach the word this morning. But we are going to hear your testimonies. All of you standing here, you are going to let the officers know what God did for you. And we are going to hear your testimonies very, very soon. Either in the midway. Now hear me. We'll stop here and enter the world. Next Sunday, we'll continue from here. How many of you would like you to continue from here? The minimum you can do next Sunday is to inform at least one person. At least one person. We'll have handbills of this Holy Ghost Miracle Sunday service printed, and you'll have it available throughout the week, Wednesday midweek service, and stepping out. Some of these testimonies will come at the back of that, of the handbill, and step out. Next Sunday also, we'll have an expectation. And before you leave this morning, I receive that you are going to write one thing that the anointing of God in this climate should do in your life. Father, I want you to do this or that for me before the next 1 week. And it shall be done. Lift up your hands, all of you here. Father, let your power rush through them. Let the asthma go forever. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. Lift up that right hand. Everywhere you are. And just talk to God and let him know we are grateful. And let him know you are expecting something from him this morning. Lift your hands and talk to God. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. He said, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Or call him dedicated Abraham. We are looking at the blessing of dedication. The blessing of dedication to God. It is confirmed true scriptures that dedicated people are blessed people. Dedicated people are favored people. Commitment to God is a guarantee of fulfillment in life. When you look at the life of Abraham in scripture, the Bible made it clear that Abraham was dedicated to God. And as a result of his dedication or faithfulness to God, he could not escape the blessing. Very, very quickly, I want to show you the features of Abraham's dedication to God. Number one, he demonstrated unconditional obedience to God. If you look at Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1 all the way to verse 5, God called him and he obeyed. He demonstrated unconditional obedience to God. What does that mean? He obeyed God without question. What does that mean? Secondly, he obeyed God without doubting. He obeyed God without question. He obeyed God without doubting. It means, thirdly, he took God at his word. He took God at his word. Get out of your father's house to a place I will show you, and he left. Fourthly, it means he was able to trust God with his life. He trusted God with his life. It also means, fifthly or sixthly, he was able to trust God with his future. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Take the lead, O Lord. He was able to trust God with his future. He obeyed God without condition. He obeyed God without doubting. He took God at his word. He trusted God with his life. He trusted God with his future. He was sure, sixthly, that God will not mismanage his life. He was sure that God will not mismanage his life and his destiny. That was the first feature of Abraham's dedication to God. We live in a generation today where too many people question the faithfulness of God. They question, they over-negotiate things with God. God, you must do this before I do that. God, this must happen before that happens. They over-analyze divine instructions. Am I to tie it on the gross or to tie it on the net or to tie it on this or to tie it on that? Just overanalyze divine instructions. Abraham's dedication. He obeyed God unconditionally. Number two, he permitted nothing and nobody to come between him and God. He permitted nothing and nobody to come between him and God. He permitted nothing. What does that mean? He allowed nothing to capture his focus outside of God. He allowed nothing to capture his focus outside of God. What does that mean? He allowed nothing. Second, he allowed nothing to take over his attention outside of God. The songwriter said, nothing between my soul and the Savior, not of his walls, the elusive dream,
nothing preventing the least of his favors. Jesus is mine. There's nothing between.
We live in the world today where many things struggle for our attention. Many things struggle for our focus. We live in the world today where many things take people's eyes off God. The pursuit of money. The pursuit of position. Maybe a relationship, a man or a woman. But listen to this. Whatever takes your attention off God is not worth it. Whether it's a relationship, husband relationship, wife relationship, business relationship. Whatever takes your attention off God is never worth it. Also note, whatever takes your attention off God is not in the interest of your welfare, both in this world and in the world to come. Whatever takes your attention off God is not in the interest of your welfare. It's not in the interest of your welfare, both in this life and in the life to come. Any marriage you are going to enter into that takes your eyes off God is a marriage of disaster. Every job you are going to do that is going to slow down your relationship with God and make you compromise is a job of disaster. When I was in medical school, there was a place I could not go to read in the morning. Overnight, the way they go and overnight and read in a particular place, because it was going to interfere with my quiet time. It was going to interfere with my time of prayer. I didn't know how to organize my time. I like to pray in tongues extensively. I like to worship while I'm praying and study the Bible. And that kind of atmosphere couldn't allow me. So for 6 years, 5 years plus, 6 years of medical training, I was not able to go the way others went. Yet, I was not stranded. Yet, I was able to scale at the top, not having to receive one exam. Why? Because you cannot put God first and come last in life. He permitted nothing and nobody to come between him and God. Number three, he had nothing that was too big to give if God needed it. He had nothing. That was Abraham's dedication. He had nothing that was too big to give if God needed it. Whether it was Isaac, whatever it is. What are we talking about? First, he demonstrated extreme generosity. Extreme generosity towards God. That is dedication. When you see a dedicated man, they hold nothing back from God. What does it mean? Second, he laid no claim on any earthly property. He laid no claim. As far as Abraham was concerned, nothing he had was his own. He laid no claim on any earthly property. What are we talking about? Third, there was nothing available with him that was not accessible by God. If Abraham had it, God had it. There was nothing available with him that was not accessible by God. There was nothing he had that God could not access. That was Abraham. What does it mean? Fourth. It means God owned him and everything that came out of him. God owned him and everything that came out of him. Give me your son, your only son, Isaac. Yes, sir. God owned him and everything that came out of him. It is like the owner of the hen is the owner of the egg. The owner of the hen is the owner of the eggs. It was like what David said in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 13. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 13 and 14. David said, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee and of thine own have we given thee. Anything I am giving you is first of all your own. Abraham understood that. Abraham understood that. And that is what real dedication to God is all about. That God owns you, and God owns everything traceable to you. During the construction of this building, we flattened two accounts. Accounts in many, many, many zeros. One of those accounts we are going to flatten. The bank people came to us and said, please, give us till the end of the month before you withdraw this thing. Let this enter our this month's report at least. That is, you want to withdraw money, bank came and said, please hold on. That was not CC. And that was not church money. That was money that God sent by the mystery of the covenant. And it was time released. God owns you, and God owns everything. That is dedication. Now, there are people who talk today like, you mean my money? My money? The question is, who owns the wisdom that brought the money? Who gave the favor that brought the money? Who gave the energy that brought the money? And who gave the life that made the money? Do you know people who brag about my life? You mean my life? Is it not my life? Shouldn't I live my life the way I want? When was the last time you woke yourself up? If it is your life. If it is your life. True dedication to God says, God owns me. And anything traceable to me is owned by God. God owns me. And everything I had. One man that talked to some of our business the other day. A billionaire, settled, comfortable billionaire. He said he doesn't calculate tight like I did a job and they paid me 150 million or 150 whatever. So how much did I put into the work or how much? He said he doesn't have the time for that. He said everything that came his way, he gave God the 10% of everything. Both the tithing of everything. And he said it is better for God to cheat him than for him to cheat God. And God has never cheated him once. The same man, I laid hands on his document the other day. 120 something billion worth of job. Am I communicating at all? Abraham knew that. That real dedication to God means God owns you and everything traceable. What was the mark of Abraham's dedication? Number what now? Number four. Is that number four? Features of Abraham's dedication. Number four. He commanded his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. He commanded his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. That was the testimony God gave concerning Abraham in Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, all the way to verse 19. God speaking, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. He said, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. What is it? He shall command his children, that is his family, then his household, that is his workforce. That's dedication to God. What does that mean? It means, first, dedicated people are concerned about the eternal welfare of the people in their world. The eternal welfare. People who are dedicated to God are concerned about the eternity of their driver, the eternal welfare of their colleague at work, the eternal welfare of their cook. They are concerned about their classmate. Where will this one spend eternity? They are concerned. It means also that dedicated people do not keep their experience with God to themselves. They do not keep their experience with God to themselves. Whatever God is doing with them, they want others to experience it. Whatever God is doing with them, they want others to know. I know Abraham, he shall command his children. He shall command his household. He will share his experience with others. He won't keep his Christianity to himself. Dedicated people
It means they share the goodness of God. Thirdly, they share the goodness of God in their lives with others. They share the goodness of God in their lives with others. They share the goodness of God in their lives with others. When a man is dedicated to God, his experience with God is so real. It's so real that he doesn't keep it to himself. Fourthly, it means dedicated people are not ashamed to let others know the reality of God in their lives. They are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. There are many people who are ashamed of telling the unbeliever, the people of the other religion, that they belong to God. They are ashamed. But dedicated people are not ashamed. And in fact, they think that the more you know of their faith, the better for them to stand and defend that faith. They are not ashamed. Finally, dedicated people give public expressions to their personal experiences with God. They give public expressions to their personal, private experiences with God. Their experiences are personal, private, but they let the world know. In John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1 verse 1, he said the things we have seen, the things we have heard, the things which we have handled, that those are the things we are telling you about. Our experiences are the things we are sharing with you. That was Abraham's dedication. When was the last time you let somebody in your office know that there is a God? When was the last time you preached to your driver, to your cook, to your colleague? When was the last time you invited them to church? Dedicated people give public expression to their personal, private experiences with God. And finally, number 5, Abraham expressed total dependence on God through addicted praying. Addicted praying. Total dependence on God. How do we know that? In Genesis chapter 19 verse 21, Abraham got up early in the morning. He got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. He got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. He got up early in the morning. Present continuous. He has a place. He had a place where he permanently stood with God. And Abraham got up early in the morning to that place. Is God speaking to anybody here? Three things I want you to note. Firstly, dedicated people are people of altars. Altars. They are people of altars. Second, dedicated people are people of consistent prayer. People of consistent prayer. And dedicated people, thirdly, are people who stand in the gap for others. I will talk about that more in the second service, where we talk about how Abraham stood for Sodom and Gomorrah. Dedicated people are people of altars. They are people of prayer. They are people who stand in the gap for others. And I like to say this as I begin to round up because of our time. Prayerfulness is a confession of helplessness without God. Dedicated people, by prayerfulness, are confessing their helplessness. It's a confession of helplessness without God. It is saying, Lord, without you, I am zero. I can do nothing. I can do nothing. On the other hand, prayerlessness is a declaration of independence from God. Prayerlessness is a declaration of independence from God, a declaration of self-sufficiency. When a person does not have a prayer life, he doesn't know what it means to pray. That person is saying, without God, I can survive. Who is God? What is God? Like Nebuchadnezzar said, and who is that God? But later on, he knew that God. Somebody say a loud amen. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Dedicated people are absolutely self-insufficient. Nobody knows their helplessness like them. They are totally self-insufficient and absolutely God-dependent.
I believe that that is somebody's portion here today. In the name of Jesus Christ. What have we said that Abraham did in his dedication? First, he demonstrated unconditional obedience towards God. Then he permitted nothing and nobody to come between him and God. And then he had nothing that was too big to give if God needed it. And then he commanded his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. And then he expressed total dependence on God through addicted praying. What was the outcome of Abraham's dedication? Number one, the arrest of the spell of stagnation and failure. Abraham was in stagnation all his life until God came and pushed him out of his father's house and he agreed. The arrest of the spell of stagnation and failure. I don't care how what the enemy has tried to do to make your life remain on the same spot. Today that spell shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. Second is the termination of the yoke of fruitlessness. No fruit. Barren. We don't know how long he was married before God met him, but he was barren for that long. But God pushed him out. The termination of the yoke of fruitlessness. Third is the impartation of generational blessing. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. In you shall nations of the earth be blessed. If you are dedicated to God, you can never escape generational blessing. And finally, the impartation of generational greatness. The impartation of generational greatness. First, the arrest of the spell of stagnation and failure. Second, the termination of the yoke of fruitlessness in his life. Third, the impartation of generational blessing. And four, the impartation of generational greatness. If you are truly dedicated to God, you can't have useless children. You can't have riffraffs. You cannot have children that are failures in life. And if you are here today and the devil is trying to challenge the fruit of your womb and challenge your children, despite your dedication to God, I declare that attack of the devil is arrested forever. That attack of the devil is broken forever. Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. The loudmost shout of amen. Did somebody receive something this morning? From the worship session, the miracle session, and this word session. Lift up your hands. All I want you to do this morning is to make a determination. A determination. I am not just going to come to church and be a bench warmer. I am not just going to come to church and be an onlooker. I am not going to come to church and just be an ordinary pew sitter. I am going to come to church and see and be committed and be dedicated and be yielded to God. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration, the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, and the sovereignty. Say after me today and say, Jesus, I come before you today. Father, help me to obey you unconditionally. Father, help me and let nothing and nobody come between me and you. Father, help me to live in such a realm where nothing is too big to offer to you. Father, help me. Father, help me. To be interested in the welfare of people around me. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to be totally dependent on you. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God now. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be completely and totally dependent on you. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Adonai. Help me, El Shaddai. Help me, Mekadesh. Help me, Olamore. Help me, Lord. Lift your voice and speak to him. 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Leave those hands high. This song is coming to my heart. I will never, never stop my journey halfway until I reach my home. This morning, I know there are people here who are saying, Pastor, I want to make it right with Jesus. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be genuinely born again. Everywhere you are, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush towards this altar here. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to be saved. I want Jesus as Lord over my life. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly come forward. Now hold on. Maybe you are bound by an addiction, tobacco, smoking, alcohol, marijuana. You are bound by something, pornography, masturbation, something else. You want the yoke broken, you rush forward quickly. Hold on, just a minute. And you saw the miracle signs and wonders you just saw this morning. Deaf ears opening, all manner. And you are saying, Lord, and somebody is being healed of a liver condition right now. Whether it's hepatitis or cirrhosis, is gone. And you are trusting the Lord. Lord, change my soul. Deliver me. Step forward here. And maybe you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You have done it before, but you want to do it again. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. And quickly come forward here. Let's go. I will never. The rest of us can take our seats. My journey halfway, oh Lord, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to hand over my life to you. Forgive me my sins, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Counselors, I need for them to have a way of being part of the communion. So do you have a space for them there? Right at the back. To be part of the communion. All right. So our officers are going to go with you now. They will show you what to do to be established in God. They will show you how to avoid sin, how to study the Bible, how to pray, and how to be a genuine Christian. God bless you in Jesus' name. Can you proceed now, counselors, with them? The rest of us, stretch your two hands in front of you as I prophesy upon your hands, and I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. Whatever is yours today, no devil shall keep it. In Jesus' precious name, I declare systems are coming under pressure to lose their peace and sleep and rest until whatever is yours enters your hands. And it is done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges, and let us. On the mountain,
in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. The mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah, the Lord, my portion in the Lord, for the living the Lord is good. Forevermore, the Lord is my portion in the Lord. For the living, the Lord is forevermore.
Hallelujah. Pick up your offerings, lift it up with a shout of victory. Those watching online giving platforms are right there, and you can be a part of this giving. Father, multiply harvest back to every giver, and the hands lifted will never drop to beg forever in Jesus' name.
I serve a God who never fails.
Pass it on.
God who never fails. I serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forever.
I serve a God.
I serve a God who never fails. Who never fails? Who never fails? Who never fails?
Amen, amen,
amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore.
Give the Lord the praise. Right now, we are going to ask that the communion be distributed. While the distribution is on, please take a look at two very important clips. First of all is the clip of the kingdom expansion release, and then the clip of how we went to the home churches yesterday. We visited four home cells yesterday. Go ahead and just release those clips.
Assignment. Jehovah will face your personal harassment. Whatever has tried to harass you. Kingdom expansion giving. This is investing monthly to expand the kingdom.
Hey, Ada, you called. How are you? Ada, what is it? You can talk to me.
It's my husband's mother. Regina, I have been married to Alex for 6 years without a child. The mother has threatened to throw me out of the house. No peace in my house anymore.
Calm down, mother. Everything will be fine, I believe. And God will take control. Okay?
Following the instructions by God through God's servant early this year on kingdom expansion giving, I decided to key into the assignment. Every month, I get 10% of my salary aside of offerings and tithes, which I ask Ada to do also. We both agreed to give 10% of our salaries every month, which we did, and also prayed the kingdom prayer every Friday. I was in my house about going out when my friend Ada called. This time, very happy. She said the doctor checked and discovered that she is 3 months pregnant. I jumped up in excitement. This is a miracle that I have been expecting. I also shared my testimony with her, telling her how I was engaged yesterday and I will be getting married soon after many years of delay.
Truly, it pays to serve God.
When you face kingdom assignment, Jehovah will face your personal harassment. Whatever has tried to harass you, whatever has tried to stupefy you, he will face it. Let God be true, and let every devil be a liar.
What you just watched now shall be somebody's experience and testimony. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Go on ahead. When
Those ones were being led to Christ. Second home church.
Of kings and the Lord of lords, a big clap and a loud shout of praise. How many of you are excited in that? That visitation shall be continuous. Those home churches were selected on the basis of explosion, explosion, explosion. And like you can see, I think three of them had overflow. That is, people sat outside. Overflow home church. Hallelujah. If you are, how many of us are part of the Dynamis home church? Let's see your hand. Right? How many of us need to be a part of right now, immediately? Lift up your hand. Yes. You are not anywhere yet. Our officers will... Yes, that's right. Hands are lifted up. Hands are lifted. Lift it high up. You don't belong to a home. That is a place of fellowship, a place of relationship, a place of excitement, a place where you are not permitted to suffer alone or be stranded, where the brethren surround you, they surround you in your times of challenges and confrontation. A place where you can release potentials. A place where your needs can be met and you can meet the needs of others as well. Lift up your hand and pick up the home church flyer. Now, many, many things to do today, but the time is already up. Now, today is a special service in many ways. A baby was born in service this morning. The way you are sitting and looking at these things, I don't understand. Hey! It's our year of release. Our year of... Our year of recovery. Our year of reproduction, replication, multiplication, increase, enlargement. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. If you believe something will be born in your life in this season, something will be born. Say the loudest amen. That is a prophecy for everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb. It is done. Everyone trusting God to be married. It is done. And baby, you are blessed. Leave the communion up. Hallelujah. Yes, please. Would you be able to use 1 minute to write something? Take your seat 1 minute. Just use 1 minute to write down something you want God. This atmosphere, blind, deaf ears have heard. Madness and mad spirits have gone.
All manner of miracles have happened. A baby has just been born. In this climate, Lord, I cannot live here until you do this one for me. And I return back next Sunday with a testimony. While you are writing, just listen to social media engagement. We are reminded of our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter involvement. Kingdom expansion praying, kingdom expansion giving, and so winning commitment is all on. And I'm sure you have all your cards of those things here today. We are going to present them along with. Dunamis TV is now on TSTV. Not DS. There is TSTV. You see it on the screen. On channel 405. Also on TSTV is His Glory TV. Gospel Music Channel. Broadcasting on channel 129. TSTV is such a platform where you pay as you view. It's like pay as you view. Not pay in block. Pay as you view. That is, if I'm not watching TV the way you are watching, we can't pay the same amount. Right? Very, very powerful, very, very impactful is right there. Tuesday healing and deliverance service by 9:30 a.m. is on. Midweek service Wednesday, dealing on the syllabus of dedication is powerfully on. And of course, we'll be somewhere at this home church next Saturday. Ensure you are at the home church this Saturday. Invite your friends, invite your loved ones, and let them. We have the multiplication target. Every home church is to multiply into two. That is, one should become two every 3 months by virtue of evangelism and increase. Ensure there are some that have multiplied almost 4 times already. Before the end of March, that one home church is meant to have become two already, minimum. Please ensure you do that. And next Sunday is going to be Holy Ghost Miracle Service. Somebody say Holy Ghost Miracle Service. Holy Ghost Miracle Sunday Service. We are going to make the handbills available, and we are also going to make expectation forms available for it. Everybody is under the mandate of inviting only one person to come coming Sunday. Just one. And the Lord bless you in Jesus. And very soon, we shall commence the 6 a.m. service for the sake. Did you hear what I just said? Very soon, we shall commence the 6 a.m. service for the sake of those who would go to work after service on Sunday morning, and for other reasons, and for foreign viewers and so on, we shall soon be commencing other. But we believe that by then the whole of the place will be jammed 3 times, and then we shall do that. Somebody say aloud, amen. Are you ready with your expectation and also with your communion? Stand up on your feet with a loud shout of praise. Lift up your communion and your expectation. Maybe together in one hand, and then place the other hand on your forehead. That's right. And receive the blessing today. Now, please let me beg you. How many of us were excited with the kind of things we saw this morning? It is possible. It happens every day. It's possible. But I want us to please be timely. If you are for 8 a.m. service, come on the dot. So that in a very short time, we are through it, opening prayer and through it. With testimonies and through with praise, worship, and choir, and then we step into some level of manifestations and ministrations, and then be able to enter into the world and be able to finish time service exactly on time. Those things happening and people are still walking in, it's not correct. So if it is 8 a.m. service, you are coming, come 8 on the dot. So we can start everything on the dot and then be able to do everything we can do within the service. Now we are already 20 minutes into the next service. Also, if you are in for the 10 a.m. service, ensure you come 10 on the dot. And then we shall trust God to be able to see everything we should see within the services, and your testimony shall not be delayed. Now place your hand on your head and receive the blessing. The scripture says, and God
blessed, and God said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it and have dominion. Today, we stand here as spiritual parents and spiritual jurisdiction to declare you are blessed.
Amen.
To multiply and to be fruitful and to replenish the earth. God causes His face to shine on you in Jesus' name.
And in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I announce to you today, the month of February shall favor you.
Amen.
This month of February opens up for you now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I announce every curse and every spell that was on your life before now, ancestral curse, generational curse, witchcraft curse, occultic curse, today they are broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every spell of stagnation and spell of delay, today they are broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every spell of fruitlessness and barrenness, God said it in His word. He confirmed it with a physical sign of a child being born in the service this morning. I announce today, every spell of barrenness in any realm and fruitlessness, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the spell is broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Generational blessing is coming now to replace generational curses over your life. Generational greatness is released upon you.
Amen.
You shall fulfill your days.
Amen.
Arrows of death will never locate you.
Amen.
As you take this communion, every blessing pronounced in the service today and every testimony you heard today that you desire in your life is communicated through that communion.
Amen.
Right now, Bible says, surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut short.
Yes, 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 yes.
Everything you saw today, you desire, whatever you have written on that expectation, under the next 24 hours, you will see your testimony.
Amen.
Under the next 72 hours,
yes,
you will hear your expectation.
Amen.
That's a help him there. And between now and the next Sunday, you return with your testimony.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.